Hey, everybody, and welcome to episode number 24. I am so excited to be with you. I am Lolita E. Walker, the hostess of Coaching Cocktails and Conversations. What an episode I have in store for you today.
We are celebrating Women's Month, poetry, perseverance, and power.
Let's get started right now.
Welcome to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker, the podcast that coaches you up while meeting you exactly where you are. Grab your water, tea, or something stronger and allow this podcast to help you feel the power in your pause. Come on in and join the conversation. Let's go.
As always, we kick off every single episode with a powerful affirmation from Walker & Walker Enterprises. And today's affirmation is taken directly out of my 40-card affirmation deck, as well as it is the affirmation that is mounted atop March 2021 in the 2021 monthly calendar of affirmations. It is, I am forging forward because I have already leaped over the past.
Powerful, right?
Grab your affirmation deck or affirmation calendar directly at lolitawalker.com/shop. Today is a special episode, y'all. I want to welcome all of the new listeners. Hey, y'all. And I want to say hi to all of you all who are returning. I already know you have pulled up your comfortable chair and you are right here at this kitchen table with us. Over here, we break things down into three layers. The first is all about coaching. Now, here is where, you know, I just leave a couple nuggets just to challenge your thinking a little bit. Next are cocktails. Now, this is not about what you are sipping on, although there is no judgment. It's more about celebrating you for the greatness of how you showed up today. And finally, there are good old-fashioned conversations. Sometimes it's you and I, and other times we have a special invited guest. And today, I am joined by three other amazing poets. The first is Dwayne Reed. Next up, we have Livia Kojo Allure, Tariq Saint Sankofa, and yours truly, Lolita E. Walker. And I cannot wait to pour into you through the power of poetry. Yes, this is pretty different for this time here, but why not when it comes to Women's History Month, particularly immediately following Black History Month? So a lot of what you hear today will really be driven by a sincere ode to Black women and the impact that they have had in each of the poets' lives. We are going to hear from them in our conversations later on in the episode, but let's get right to a little bit of coaching, some cocktails, and then jump into those conversations with these amazing poets. Are you ready? Right after a word from our sponsor.
Pure romance is where you go when you deserve the best of you. It's where you splurge a little and treat yourself to something new. It is love season, and Kanika McHerson of Pure Romance is offering the listeners of Coaching Cocktails and Conversations a special savings when you text the phrase kitchen table to 530-763-3648. Whether you are shopping or you want to host a party, she is offering everything from bath and shower to beauty and body, lubricants and creams, and everything in between. So check out Kanika McHerson at bit.ly/youdeserveyou. Yep, that's bit.ly/youdeserveyou, because it is pure romance.
It's time for some coaching and a little bit of soul work. Today's coaching and soul work is going to pour into you a couple of little known facts about Women's History Month. And it also, of course, is going to give you a little bit of soul work so that you can reach out to women in your life who have impacted you in amazing ways. So I'll give you that soul work in just a little moment, but let's start with a bit about Women's History Month. It should be no surprise to you that sexism is still very much alive, particularly in the United States, as well as the rest of the world. But did you know that 42% of women still face gender discrimination at work? And to be honest, I thought that the number was higher than that. But according to Women's Day, so womensday.com, 42%, which is amazingly high. There's also motherhood. this penalty that comes along with it. And today, I just want to leave you with a couple of facts that I found on womensday.com. Listen to this. Did you know that the first Women's History Day was held in 1909 in New York City? Did you know that that day became Women's History Week in 1978? What else started with a week? Black History Month, right? In 1987, it became Women's History Month. So it went from a day to a week to a month. In what seems like forever timing, did you also know that every year the president declares every March Women's History Month, meaning that every president has to issue a proclamation declaring that March is Women's History Month? Did you know that every Women's History Month has a theme? This year's theme is Valiant Women of the Vote, Refusing to be Silenced. And what we know is that this election came with a number of women getting out and getting the vote so that we have our first woman vice president, our first Black woman vice president. Did you know that the 19th Amendment didn't originally give all women the right to vote? So by the time that voting was legal, there were still laws that prohibited Native American women, Black women, Asian women, and Latina women from voting. Did you know that? Did you know that 9 months before Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on the bus, that there was a 15-year-old girl, Claudette Colvin, that did the same thing, but she isn't widely recognized? She was actually one of the plaintiffs in Browder versus Gale, which was the case that ended up overturning the bus segregation laws in Montgomery. Did you know that Geraldine Jerry Cobb was the first woman to pass the astronaut testing in 1961? Did you know that 20 years later, Sally Ride was the first woman in space and she was the first gay astronaut? Nope, had no clue. Women began being able to get credit cards on their own in what? 1974. Oh my gosh, right? It gets even more astonishing listening and seeing the dates that some of these equities began to become reality. And still we stand here waiting and wanting for additional women's rights to bear to fruition. Keep listening. 106 women serve in the United States Congress out of 535 total members. Did you hear that? Women outnumber men as they get older. More women are earning college degrees. Yet the gender pay gap still exists. So if you are in positions where your voice is heard and your actions are being felt, this is somewhere where you can definitely make an impact. Aretha Franklin was the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Listen, I could go on and on and on, but we are going to stop this list right here. Here is your soul work. Your soul work is on a sheet of paper. Divide your paper into five columns. And here are the titles for your columns. The first column is woman's name. The second column is how she has impacted you. The third column is an example. And the fourth column is the date, which will always be a Saturday. So it will be Saturday, March 6th, Saturday, March 13th, Saturday, March 20th, and Saturday, March 27th. These are the four Saturdays in the month of March. And that last column is what is the mode of contacting? So are you going to contact this woman from text messages, email, messenger, phone, et cetera, et cetera? So how do we fill this out? First, I would like for you to write down four women who have impacted your life. Four women. In that next column, beside each woman's name, how has she impacted your life? Then let's write an example of how she's impacted your life so that when you speak to her, let's just say, Noni, you have impacted my life by really pouring into me time and time again. You were there when no one else was. Okay, well, what's an example of that? A specific example of how Noni showed up when no one else did. That's so important. And then I want you to write down by when you are going to get in touch with Noni. So by which Saturday, right? You have all week. So by which Saturday are you going to get in touch with this amazing woman and how are you going to contact them? This is all about clarity that we've talked about before on these podcasts, but it's all about within Women's History Month, who are you specifically calling out, recognizing, and rewarding based on your remembrance of words and actions. Who are you reaching out to? And it could be someone that you just talked to last week or someone who you haven't talked to for years. This is an amazing opportunity to reconnect with a powerful woman who has made a powerful impact in your life. Make sense? It's time for some cocktails. What are we celebrating today? What are we celebrating? Well, I am giving a cheers to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations, as well as each of you. Guess what, y'all? We have hit another milestone. So we are almost at 12,000 listens. We are on 5 continents and 33 countries. Woohoo! Yes, thanks to all of you all. So here is a cheers to you always coming through, to you always sending emails, text messages, leaving amazing reviews. So if you have not left an amazing review and you have pulled out any nuggets, please go ahead and do that because everyone would love to hear what you said. And that includes me. What else are we celebrating today? I am celebrating the amazing poets that are coming up in our next segment. Dwayne Reed, Livia Kojo Allure, Tariq Saint Sankofa, and myself. It is just so powerful to be able to leverage the power of our voices through an art form that really is so expressive. It is so deep, so meaningful, and really pulls from the depths of you. So I encourage you to create, and here is an amazing cheers to you. Our final cheers today is going out to the amazing women that grace our lives, those from our past, those in our present, and those that we have yet to meet. May each of these women just be filled with so much courage, so much love, and so much prosperity. Cheers. It's time for some good old-fashioned conversations. So here are the amazing moments that you have been waiting for. Pull your seat up a little closer to this kitchen table because I would love to introduce this audience to poets Dwayne Reed, Livia Kojo Allure, Tariq Saint Sankofa, and yours truly. There will not be any interruption between these poems. We're going to go from one to the next, and then finally out. Thank you so much for enjoying this episode of Coaching Cocktails and Conversations, where we are giving voice and celebrating Women's History Month. Poetry, perseverance, and power. Please look at the show notes for all of the details on how you can get in touch with each and every one of these poets right here. I didn't tell you all, but we each met on the app called Clubhouse. We don't know each other by face, have never met in person, but what we did do was connect via voice. And I want to encourage everyone that is listening in today to make sure that you know that your voice has power and there's absolute power in your voice. Happy Women's Month.
Hello, my name is Dwayne Reed. I am a published author, poet, and spoken word artist from Southern New Jersey. Women's History Month to me means, first and foremost, nurturing. I was raised by my mother and my grandmother and have fond memories of them caring for me and that nurturing strength that was deposited on the inside of me. But also because they were African-American women, I recall the challenges that were placed before them. There was gender inequity, gender inequality, but they also experienced racism. But the one thing when I think about my mother, she never allowed those things to stop her. She kept striving and moving forward, and she accomplished great things in life. And that would be also consistent with other women throughout history. They didn't allow the obstacles or the challenges to stop them. They kept believing in who they were and who they are, and they kept moving forward. And individually and collectively, they made a huge difference that has impacted our society. The poem I would like to share with you today is entitled, My Friend. It's been a while since I've seen your face. The last time I saw you, I sat beside you, watching you slowly fade, dim eyes, dark shadows, shallow breathing, crackling gasping. I'm asking for peace, peace for you, peace for me. If I could give you a piece of my existence, I would. If I could retract so you could extract a portion of the essence that's been given to me by the divine, I would. But that which is given isn't mine to give, so I weep. I weep because I cannot stop you asleep. I weep because from this day forward, I will no longer see your smile on this side of the moon. I weep because before I was with you, you were with me, always with me, in the beginning. In the beginning, I laid in your womb, safe and secure from the outside world and its many calamities. Your inner warmth nurtured and fed me until it was time for me to depart out into the unknown. As that time grew nearer and nearer, I grew more and more. And upon my arrival into this metaphysical reality, I felt a cold chill travel down my spine because I was being disconnected from your heart. And when they severed that which connects me to you and you to me, I cried, for I felt abandoned and alone in a cold, decrepit world. From that moment, I began to die. Yet from the moment I left you, you never left me. You could have forsaken me as some do, as to allow an unnourished plant to grow into a weed. Or you could have extinguished me beforehand, but not you. You have endured until the end, so that I could endure to begin. And even during the pains of bringing forth life, you never wavered. And upon my arrival, you took me directly into your arms and fed me the milk from your own bosom. As I shot up like a reed blowing in the wind, you nourished me with the bread of life as to steer me clear of the crooked road that awaited me. Yet I took that road for a season, and when I would cry from all the agony and pain that I endured in that never-ending maze, you would be there to catch the tears as they rolled down my face, off my chin, downward to the earth below, crying with me the whole time. And even though I turned my back on you, you never turned your back on me, your little one, your friend. And now that I am of age and am still considered a man, I still and always will be your little baby, your infant for life. My friend, I will never seek to hurt you, for I am of you and will always be a part of you. Nor will I disrespect you, for you never disrespected me. Nor will I forsake you, for you never forsook me in heart, mind, or soul. And when it comes time for me to depart, to find another part of me, my mate, so that the cycle of life may continue, I will treat her just as I have treated you, with love, respect, and dedication for life. I will treat her just like you treated me, as a friend until the end.
Hi, my name is Livia Kojo Alua, also known as Missa Poet. The Women's Month celebration is a beautiful reminder that women have to be uplifted and highlighted all year round, and that we are all deserving of love.
Black women, black women, black women, goddesses, earth, mothers, queens, black women, black women. Black women, goddesses, earth, mothers, queens, yes, we still here. When will I finally stop to harass myself, cherish a simple moment of just sitting quietly in my own company instead of letting myself burn at the center of everyone's despise while questioning my honesty, my integrity, my existence, and my body, and my deserving of love? Black women. Black women never get a break, expected to be warriors, teachers, cleaners, nannies, helpers, educators, and best friends. We are struggling while our needs are reduced down to nothing. Black women, black women, black women, goddesses, earth, mothers, queens. Unnoticed by our own people, they claim that we are their worst enemy, just to climb up an invisible popularity ladder constructed by the oppressor who can force heads into believing such thing really exists. It has to stop today. We make it stop together. It has to stop today. We will stand up straight, smiling, proud, waiting to be beaten. Simplistic, honest, wholesome, and healing. Radiating a love we have never been allowed to experience ourselves. Pouring out energy like a human petrol station, leaving us drowning and dry. Black women. Black women, goddesses, earth, mothers, queens. Yes, we're still here. Deep in the roots of our colonial history, they tried to erase our intelligent minds. Played in macabre games, stripped naked and folded blind. In an act of desperation, fed to our own kind, they have eaten to survive. Black women. Black women. Goddesses, earth, mothers, queens. We stood up and worked, laughed through pain, silenced by torture, weak without a sound. Our tears have nourished the ground, fed the fields, oiled the machinery, and calmed the babies. Real hate, stop wrapping it up. The structure of oppression is blind and unfounded on lies. If we are the last in line, someone never turned their head. Hundreds of years later, and we are still just a stereotype. It needs to stop today. We can make it stop together. It needs to stop today. We can make it stop together. It needs to stop today. We can make it stop together. We survived through affirmations and pride and inner light. Our ancestors' glory cannot be dimmed down. Never mind golden skin or deep brown. Leading us through the darkness into the light. Our stars have not been burned. They are still shining bright. Black women. Black women. Black women. Black women. Goddesses, earth, mothers, queens. Black women. Black women. Black women. Goddesses, earth, mothers, queens. Yes, we are still here.
My name is Tariq Saint Sankofa. What does Women's History Month mean to me? For me, Women's History Month is a far too short celebration of gods who walk among us, beings who are responsible for the safe passage and transport of humanity, all humanity, from the other side to this side. And what greater responsibility is there in existence? Women's History Month is an acknowledgement that despite systems of oppression that would have us believe otherwise, the most potent form of power in existence is the divine feminine. My ancestors told me, death does not have to be the end. There are a million miles of river flowing through your veins, and we are waiting on the water. Pour a glass. Light a candle. Think about the last time you craved collards and honey buns. Think of it as a meeting in your mouth, a kind of resurrection, a rolling away of stones. Think of how you heal, what makes your arms big enough to hug, to carry the weight of the world. We are not worried about you. A young girl sat across from me once, slowly picking her plate. Student and teacher trading places, she asked, "How are you?" I said, "I'm fine. But I am lying right now." She tells me, "I am Greek. And in my culture, nobody is truly dead until the last person says their name. Say her name. Say her name." The shape of a mouth is memorial ground, my tongue a grave marker, proudly announcing the dash between her beginning and her beginning again. I tell her stories every day. She lives in the funny upturn of big toes, the pursing of lips as a sign of attitude, the wide flare of nostrils, the softness of a heart that cries too much for a man, the love of spending to sate sadness. She is there. Think about the last time you listened to James Cleveland as if it meant something to you, knowing it did not. Remember the question, where is your faith in God? Hear me. I am asking in between the notes, the melancholy and godly grief. I am asking, where is your faith? Think about the last time you laid your hands on the ones you love and prayed, knowing you rarely do so anymore. My hands are riddled with lines, ages, lifelines, highways to healing. I am lacing my fingers in yours. We have spirit hands. Trace your love line and feel the healing. I am still a nurse dispensing love down the long hallway of your life in small doses. prescriptions for better times. I have made provisions for you. Never a loveless child, always a source, a lighthouse, for wayward ships, a harbor, a homebody. Think about how it is you know the secret language of plants and remember your mother's gardens. Think of paintbrushes in your hands and remember her hands hot gluing lace to straw hats, silk flowers stuck to the brim. Pour a glass, light a candle, bring bright red roses and ginger candy, place them in a bowl. Keep oranges around and remember selling Christmas fruit for church. Place my pearls close to the candle, sit silent on the last blanket I lay upon before I grew wings. Pour rum for Uncle Zeno. Buy peach snuff for Suzette. A chaw of tobacco for Granddaddy Josh. Our mouths still move and we are honored to receive your gifts. Pour a glass, light a candle, and sleep in peace amid the army of allies who share your bed. Poem.
Hey, this is Lolita, and to me, Women's History Month really signifies the struggle to the current. It really signifies the journey. It is a reminder to appreciate where we are and make sure that we are leaving footprints in the sand for those who are behind us. As I fuse my Black history with the celebration of women, the piece that I'll recite for you today is called Dear Black Girl, which can also be read in my soon-to-be-published second book. Dear Black Girl, can we talk? You may have shown up today with a heavy heart and a troubled disposition. You may have doubts whispering in your ears with a tone that seeks to instantly tear you down. That disposition turned mental. I see the men tally up to stare you down. Oh, but they stare at all of you. Can you see it too? The amazing fire that is inside of you, burning and yearning to be released. Let it out. You may have uncertainty weighing upon your shoulders like a boulder that is simply too large for one person to move. Oh, dear Black girl, you may have anxiousness fluttering in your belly like a kaleidoscope of butterflies that are simply waiting to be unleashed. Unleashed like a beautiful beast that will soar higher and farther than even you can imagine. Close your eyes and allow it to float around your beautiful mind, because you look ahead and only see the obstacles of life that have mounted before you, before me. But dear Black girl, it's before the world has yet to see your greatness. Dear Black girl, yes, you may have even felt fear tugging at your feet as you desperately try to forge forward in what feels like the thickness of mud that is unyielding to your attempts. You may have stood tall as you walked in the room, then quickly bent back to dodge the chatter, injustice, unequal pay, hurt, and countless other daggers that have been lodged your way. Oh, but dear Black girl, yet you did not fall. You may be tired as you hear another Black and brown life taken, taunted, belittled, and or unrecognized in and around your space. Yet you gain strength from your faith. Your ancestors will continue to lift you higher. Oh, but dear Black girl, I've stopped by today to let you know that you are beautiful. You are armored in God's grace, and then you are infused with the strength of generations before you. Your chocolate skin emits a brilliant radiance that is like no other. Can you see it? Oh, dear Black girl, you are dazzling. You are one of God's special gifts to this world. May you always be reminded that you shine brighter than any diamond, even after it has been polished anew. May you also be reminded that you are worthy of surrounding yourself with the support of a tribe who will quickly notice when your cup is inching toward empty, then rush to help you quickly fill it back up. Oh, dear Black girl, please understand that your community acts as a defense who recognizes, believes, and knows that you are strength beyond what anyone can say or what anyone has yet to see, including you. Dear Black girl, You may doubt and fear your next leap because you don't quite believe that your shoulders will hold the weight of anything more, but please know that I will help carry your load. You need only ask. You are brilliant. Beyond where others may try to set a boundary around you, you are greatness beyond where even you can see. May you take this time to feel all of the power in your pause. May you dream bigger and walk taller in your boldness. May you stand on your strong foundation and may you remain steadfast on your journey. Oh, dear Black girl, I want you to know that you are the manifestation of greatness right here where you stand in this very moment. The indescribable power that lay within you is pure magic. May you set your eyes beyond where they can see today, and may you know that there are endless possibilities that are coming your way. You simply need to wait for them to be unleashed. May you know that you are special. You are enough. You are light. Keep shining for the world to see, and if for some reason, any reason at all, you find yourself in doubt, uncertainty, and or fear today, may you look in a mirror and say these words aloud. There is power in my voice, and my voice has power. This time, believe it, know it, trust it. Oh, dear Black girl, can we talk? You are me and I am you. You are power, passion, and purpose. May you always be free, live free, and love free. May you be you. For you, by you. Oh, dear Black girl, can we talk? This is to you, from me. I love you. Lolita.
We have concluded another episode of Coaching, Cocktails, and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker. Connect with me at lolitawalker.com for speaking, coaching, and my book, The Intersection of You and Change. Next time, bring a friend. Cheers.